Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'm thanks the special rapporteur for trying to accommodate what I have been proposing yesterday. And I think the text itself has worked very well. But again, I know that I think my proposal might, you know, open up the debates and where which international organization or which organs, you know, to be included in it. But I think these debates might be in a Whitby because we still have a different, you know, thinking of how to include in the terms of international organization. But of course, we have the made decisions as already adopted by in our committee meeting, a drafting committee meeting. But again, there's still variety of the way that certain organization or group of international governmental organ are organized. And I think what we have in five might be a little bit narrow. So that's why I sympathize with what Mr. Asada was saying about OSCE. And I think it is the intention of the member state at the establishment of that body or organization that is very paramount to it. For example, for ASEAN, it is a political declaration itself. So I'm not sure the decision of the conference. We sign something, but I think it's the intention at the very beginning that we want it to be loose. So in order not to have the legal obligation to others, because the aim of it is to provide security in the region. So I think that might apply to OSCE as well, you know, when it's starting, when it's inception. So I think this is something that we probably need to address as well, you know. And I think it's in paragraph 5 that we are having now, we established as a two type of the international organization. But in practice, there might be certain something more. So I'm open to look at the proposal from Mr. Osada on the OSCE. And for that, I will come back to revisit. If we're going to accept that, I think ASEAN is more associated as the OSCE when it's established, it didn't mean to be legal binding as such. But the document that they signed has been the declaration and has been deposited with the UN Treaty Series Codification Office. And so they still, whether there is a question whether is this de facto international organization already. So that is the problem. But so I'm open if to look at that. But if the we are not going to include OSCE, I think paragraph I would like to propose a little bit, you know, addition to paragraph starting from example of organizations established by decision of conference. Could I add and political declaration? So that might be something a little bit wider, and that will include ASEAN. And if we decide to have OSCE, OSCE can be under this as well. So that's my proposal. Thank you.